الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإذا دخلتم بيوتا فسلموا على أنفسكم تحية من عند الله مباركة طيبة. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. As we have mentioned, we would like to discuss a few basic things which perhaps we have overlooked. We don't realize it, but the importance of it, the benefit of it, and how it must be implemented. Perhaps we are going into more deeper things, important things, and the basics perhaps we have overlooked, and what its significance is. Like that, if we think that we all know about salam, who is there who doesn't know about salam? The words of salam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, we all know. And also, if we have to be asked or we think that do we make salam? Yes, I make salam. All the time I make salam. We are quite content with that. But really, in essence, if we have to check ourselves, we'll find we are very, very neglectful in many of the very basics of our deen also. Salam is a greeting of Islam, and it is tahiyyatam min indillah, a greeting that has come from Allah Ta'ala. When Adam alayhi salatu was salam was in Jannah, Allah sent a group of farishta to make salam to him. And the whole salam was taught to Adam alayhi salatu was salam in Jannah. So our salam that we have got, our greeting, is imported from Jannah. It is not a salam that is here of this world. So that alone shows that what the value of it is. And then it is tahiyya min indillah. From Allah Ta'ala, Allah gave you this greeting. So how valuable won't that greeting be? The greeting which Allah Ta'ala has given. So salam is the greeting of Islam also, and we all know that. Then it is a great ibadat also. We know if you make one time, assalamu alaikum, 10 sawabs, wa rahmatullah, 20, wa barakatuhu, 30, and some people wrongly add other words also. There are no other words. It also is called wabarakatuhu. So 30 sawab, so it's an ibadat also, and a great ibadat also. Such a great ibadat, in the riwayat of Kanzul Ummal, a person who makes 20 times a day salam, that person will go to Jannah. Just by making 20 times a day salam. And also, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, spread the salam amongst you. So this is also encouragement. 20 is just an encouragement, but we should try and make as much salam as possible. So the first, that it is a greeting, and Allah has given us this greeting, which is imported, which is from Jannah. So we should be proud in the sense of happy. What a greeting we have got! Not proud that we think ourselves better, but proud. فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُ. Be happy with the ni'mat of the Quran Sharif. فَلْيَفْرَحُ. Express your joy and happiness. So the salam, when we make it, also we should make it very happily and cheerfully. If we think to ourselves, like we are all here in i'tikaf, or a more broader scenario, inshallah all of us have been to Haramain Sharifain. Allah take us all who haven't been, and Allah take us over and over. But if we just think a little bit, when we are there, do we hear salam? There we know we are all 100% Muslims. But do we hear anyone making salam? Really, if we have to consider, we hardly hear that salam. And yeah, also, even in our local, wherever we go to a masjid, we are returning, we see somebody, the most perhaps it will be the nod of the head. So that is supposed to be the salam. Or a little bit more, we just mumble something. And that is the salam. But that is not the case. It should be a very clear salam. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says that a Sudani alim, most probably it was, he said that salam, when it is made, it must be made very clear, made very clearly. And the beginning also, not salamu alaikum, but the alif, the hamza at the beginning, assalamu alaikum. It must be said very clearly. And salam is a shi'ar of Islam, one of the great signposts of Islam. And a thing like that must be also highlighted accordingly. A signpost is not hidden away somewhere. It is not said very inconspicuous. Very clearly it is made. So salam should be also made very clearly. And assalamu alaikum. And salams or assalamu alaikum. Or some people, Allah forgive us, our old people especially, that for instead of wa alaykum as-salam, ma alaykum as-salam. So all that, they are very wrong words also. We should try and get the correct words and pronounce them also correctly. So the salam we should try and make it very clearly and very cheerfully also. Mufassirin write that salam, when we make it, then it is a source of farhat and happiness also. That when you make salam to somebody, that person gets happy also. And at the same time also, it gives that person contentment. How the salam is made, cheerfully, nicely, that person also. Otherwise, salam can be made where you show your anger also. Or you don't greet, for example. Or you greet in such a way with salam, but the sound of it is such that you are showing anger. So it should be made very clearly and very cheerfully. And this has got great barakat in it. Where the salam, peace be upon you. That is the greeting Allah Ta'ala gave us. What a great, if we just consider that alone, peace, that whenever you meet and the unity amongst Muslims that we want, if we make salam to one another, you wishing peace on that person. And peace of all types that you wish for that person. Really, everything is included in there. If a person, you wish him peace, that means his finances will be in order, his health will be in order, his relationship with his family, people, then he is in peace. So this you are wishing for peace on that person. And in Islam, this has been made the very greeting of peace. It's a greeting of peace. Unfortunately, because of the bias against Islam, the non-Muslims, or perhaps our habits also, now we have given the picture that Islam is not the religion of peace. However, we all know that we are a peace-loving nation. We are not a war-fighting nation as the West is trying to portray us. But sometimes we must be careful also of our words, our actions also. Maulana Dawood Siraj Sahib, Dawood Barakatum, explains that at one time when there was some incident somewhere about terrorism or whatever somewhere, so a Muslim man was driving, and at the traffic light, at some traffic lights you get that arrow that one side traffic is allowed to go, and while you have to wait there. So when that arrow was on, he just shot off fast in front of the other cars. He just took his turn. And all the billboards at that time heard that Muslims are people who are all this, like they terrorists and that. Now with these two incidents together, it is putting fire and petrol together. Matches and petrol together. That the person, it clicks. So we have to be careful also of our attitude, of how we go about things. So anyway, but we know that Islam is the very greeting of Islam is of peace. And you wish peace for everyone. So that is one which is so great already, that peace be upon you. On one occasion, an alim from Bangladesh was visiting us, and he was sitting here on the minbar, and he explained about salam also. And he explained three beautiful meanings of salam. The one is this, that peace be upon you. And that is nothing less or short that has got so much in it, that peace you are wishing for somebody. The second he said that As-Salam is the name of Allah Ta'ala. As-Salamu al-Mu'minu al-Muhaiminu al-Azizu al-Jabbar. So it's the name of Allah. So it will mean As-Salamu ma'akum. May Allah be with you. Like for example, a person, the head of the family, spends the night with his family at home. Now in the morning he's leaving. So when he's leaving, so now he tells them, I was here outwardly as far as sabab is concerned, I was here to protect you. You will have trust in me, everything, but now I'm going. You will be left alone. The wife with her 2-3 little children, whatever the case may be. But you tell them that I'm going, but Allah is with you. And if Allah is with you, what solace doesn't a person feel? And when they reply, and they also say, Wa alaykum as-salam, and Allah be with you also. You were in the safety of the house the whole night, outwardly. Allah protect us all. A person is nowhere safe. Allah keeps us safe. So you were in the safety of the home. Now you are going out on the road. There can be hijackings taking place, accidents taking place, road rage takes place. What and what can happen? So Allah be with you also. So what a greeting of Islam, that Allah be with you. One person, when perhaps he heard a bayan somewhere, so when he was leaving home, he made the salam like this loudly. So all the house people got concerned. The wife, the children, they all gathered. That what's happening? Is he going to die today? Why is he making salam today? And really, if we consider all of our generally, that is the case. There is no salam. And if somebody has to make salam, then we all will also be concerned that today is a complete different practice, whereas this was supposed to be the common practice all the time. So the second meaning, that Allah be with you. The third meaning he explained, that when you're giving somebody salam, peace, then you are giving him a guarantee from your side that I won't interfere with your person, your respect, your honor, I won't disgrace, humiliate you, I won't backbite about you, I won't interfere in your money or anything, I won't interfere with your wife, your daughter, your mother, with anyone. From my side, I give you the guarantee of peace. So if this type of a greeting Allah Ta'ala has given us, then everything is included. If we have to consider namaz, when we make salam in namaz. And they are also very important as far as our namaz is also concerned, as far as the salam aspect is also concerned. We do make salam, but how much do we even open our mouth? We must be, inshallah, doing it correctly. But do we make the niyat when we make salam? Like the consciousness of our whole namaz, every aspect. Salam also, the least is to make niyat of the kiraman katibin, the malaika who are sitting on the shoulders. It comes in the hadith, they are here and they are recording our deeds. And if we are making salam and we don't even make the intention, if we have to greet any person and at that time you don't pay attention to him, he also feels offended. And the kiram and katibin are here to record all our deeds. May Allah save us all. But if the receiver have to send some of his people to your business and says, we want to see how you conduct your business, what money is coming in cash, what are the electronic transfers taking place, everything, we want to see how you're conducting your business, we will all be very concerned. And we will tell, we will arrange for very good meals for them also. Everything that just to try and make them happy. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala's man are here to record everything. مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. A person doesn't speak, the lips doesn't just come out, but they record it immediately. So everything is recorded. And we would like a good, and they also, the right side from angel is the Amir. And the left side is the Ma'mur. He writes all the gunas, and this side he writes all the good. But when a person, we read in riwayat, when a person makes a guna, then he tells him not to write it stuff. that perhaps he will make Tawbah. And this, some riwayat, it appears right through till the change shifts. And still a person didn't make Tawbah, then he writes it. He tells him, don't write it, perhaps he will make Tawbah. So if we give them like a good face, we greet them nicely. Eh? We will, can also hopefully get some, but they do. لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. What command? They will do it. But at least we make their niyyah. And then, so if we make their niyyah, together with that, whoever is on our right side, we make their niyyat. So, and if we make that other effort also of namaz, that every masjid, the whole muhalla, the area around that masjid, all are there for namaz. So your whole community, five times a day, in your faraz namaz, then you are making salam and you're giving the guarantee of peace to all those people on your right side. And the same on the left side. And they again in turn are giving you also. So it's only really peace. Our Sheikh's son, Maulana Mazhar Sahib, he says when salam was common in the ummah, there was peace everywhere. Today salam is gone out. And therefore now, wherever you hear, within yourself, in your house, in your neighborhood, your community, you only hear sad stories all the time. Today, unfortunately, is the time when we go home also, perhaps we don't make salam also. We just enter the home and we got a story ready. Today this happened, that happened. Or they got a story ready for us that this happened, that happened. But if there is salam and peace, then inshallah, definitely peace from Allah Ta'ala, peace will reign and it will come in that way. So when we make the salam and we make effort that all are present, and for the imam, both sides, on whichever side he is, we make niyat for the imam also. So Allah give us that tawfiq also, let us become conscious. And that when we are making our salam for all our namazes, make it on the kiram and katibin, make the niyat when we make salam. And for the jamaat namaz when we make, then for all who are on the right, left, jinnat are present also. Also, malaika also present, and all the musallis who are present. So what peace won't there be in any Muslim community if just we get our salam in order. And this will be five times a day when everyone is supposed to be here. If that salam is here, but also when we do make salam sometimes, we do move, some of us got the wrong habit of moving little front and making. So we sort of bypassing the farishta, the angel. And we're checking up on the side here that who is there, who is not there. No, we should be making the niyat first is of the kiram and katibin who are present here. So this, when we make salam like this, the whole community, inshallah, peace will come. And when that will be there, also we will notice that if anyone is absent, then musallis will be concerned. Today, our jamaat brothers, they have their morning fikr. And they also notice somebody, we should visit this person, visit that person. But really the whole community should have that. That anyone, what's the problem, why isn't he here? Even if we just became a little slack and now they came and visit us. If every day 20 brothers visit us Fajr time, that you were not there for Fajr and you didn't get up also. Now you have to get up, you still groggy, your wife also, make 20 cups of tea. They made it known, they staying here for tea also. So it won't be long that he say, I'm also joining them. And I'll join them to visit somebody else and get a free cup of tea every morning. So if we have that concern in us like this, inshallah all will become musallis also, and that what peace will be there also. Islam is really that religion in its very simple form and very practical form has given us the solution, the greatest solutions of everything. And if we have to try today, we know the enemy are working, plotting against Shaitan, is working overtime all the time. And he's got his chelas, his agents also to work overtime. But we don't have to waste our time. What is their planning? What is their plotting, their think tanks? What have they got? We just stick to sunnah. and the teachings of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have got our complete protection. Alaykum anfusakum, la yadurrukum man dhalla idha ihtadaytum. That you worry about yourself. The others want to cause you harm, they won't be able to cause you harm if you come on to hidayah. Our deen is such a protection that if deen comes into us, that deen is sufficient to protect us from all any and outside harm. Nobody will be able to harm us. And one such great thing is salam. But unfortunately, the enemy also works, and they have made us trade in our salam. Normally, if a person trades in something, if he's got a car of 2015, and he wants to trade it in, he will buy a car of 2017, 18, 2019 car. He won't go and buy a car of the 1800s or 1900s, going backwards. But we, just salam, we have, so to say, traded in, and we've got other greetings in its place, which are so common with us. And it is so difficult to remove it from us. Like, for example, hello. As somebody had explained, today very common on the phone, hello. And over, you can't hear more louder. Hello, hello, more louder. And according to somebody, how they sorted out this word, explained it, it's hell low. So you're telling the person you go to hell, and the lowest person, and a lower stage of hell. And he also gives you the same. You also go to hell, go to hell, go to hell. though perhaps it is not meant that way, but we should not even use words which have some similarity with so. La taqulu ra'ina. Quran Sharif says that for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, the people, the munafiqs and them, they had that enmity in them. Or they should come and make salam also, and he said of assalamu assalamu alaykum. So then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala said, oh Allah's Nabi, did you hear what he said? May you die. So he said, did you hear what I replied? What I replied? I said, Sidwa alaykum. That what you meant for me, the same for you also. So this was also the great nature of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But anyway, so this year, we got the greatest greeting. Now how can we use other greetings? If it is on the phone, like for example at home, and we normally know Muslim people phone. Maybe a wrong number comes or something. But generally it is Muslims, make salam. Or if it is at business, then all types of people phone, use the business name, or give your number, or anything else. But we should try and avoid using the word hello. Though we don't mean that at all. And also if somebody asks us that what is wrong in saying hello, it is common. And it's just like a common question also people ask, that today to wear shirt and pant, is there anything wrong? So a person, you can give this reply also, that where it is a common dress of everyone, then it's all right, you can wear it. But really the attitude should be, we are Muslims, we should have Muslim garb. We should dress according to Muslims, and very all the importance and virtues. And then if you can't help it, sometimes it happens you have to wear that because of your work you have to wear, your boss is forcing you, or you are newly married, your wife doesn't want to listen, she's forcing you, then. But first, just at the beginning to give them ijazat. What we have to do whenever anyone asks us, first bring them closer to Allah Ta'ala. So here also, what hello, first explain, we are Muslims, we have got such a beautiful greeting. Our greeting is not hi, bye, hello, all that is not our tariqah. What is our tariqah? And our endeavor must be to bring our tariqah alive, to bring Islam alive, to bring sunnahs alive, to bring our way of life alive. That was what we should have. So we should greet in this way, and we should encourage that. And when we will do that, then inshallah, a lot of goodness will come, whether it is in our homes, or in our society, wherever we are. We should always try and greet properly with the greeting of Islam. Where we find today that, as I said, in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif also, very seldom, if we consider, in year, we think of it, we will see that we don't hear. If you do hear a salam, then what will it be? And you responded also. Somebody made assalamu alaikum. You responded. Then unfortunately, mostly, the next thing is, I lost my passport. My money got stolen, my wallet is gone, and if you can, so is salam only left for that? For what salam was that? None of these things should ever happen. And unfortunately, there are people who just come for that purpose, and their salam is also for that. So salam should be as a greeting of Islam, and to make manifest the beauty of Islam. And in our circles here, in our shops, for example, there are many business people think in our shops, do we hear anyone making salam? There are those businesses of ours also that all the whole staff perhaps are Muslims also. And there are those businesses also, most of the customers also are Muslims. But still, do we hear salam? We will see that we hardly hear. But if we do hear a salam, yes, there is a salam. And a very clear and crispy salam also. And when a person comes, assalamu alaikum, you know exactly this is a collector. Besides him, so salam is left only for collectors. Otherwise, to make the salam, what a greeting of Islam is, that is not there. And the minute you hear that salam, you know that this person here is come for some collection. So salam is a very, very great and important, it's a shiar of Islam, to bring it alive. It's a sunnat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, spread the salam. And so much it comes in the hadith sharif, that if two people are walking, and a tree comes in between, and the same two people meet just now again, they should make salam again to one another. Salam. But we won't think about it. It translates into our time. Two of us are walking to the car. The one gets in at the driver's side and the one in the passenger side. So when we are again together, we should make salam again. You make salam in the car when you are going. Peace, your car won't get stuck. Inshallah, no hijackings, no robberies. You'll reach your destination safely. No road rage or anything like that. Nicely, peace. You make salam at home, peace at home. Today we all have got so much of problems, fights at home, etc. And Allah forgive me if I'm if my memory is very weak after all. But I remember of our friends, especially before when we should go and make our safar, two homes particularly where we used to hear salam quite distinctly and clearly. Out of so many homes that we visit, but only two homes where very clearly salam was made. So we should try and endeavor every home of ours, whenever. So this was like when we go to the car, in our homes also, that we should make salam common. Like for example, you are in the bedroom, your wife is in the kitchen, you came to the kitchen, make salam. What are we going to lose? That breath of ours, it can go empty. And the same breath can be articulated with salam. And with that, what will we lose if we say also, wa rahmatullah, wa barakatuhu. And this is all what we want in our homes. Peace comes. Allah's rahmat comes down. And who doesn't want barakah? And our Shaykh, jazahumullah khair, used to say that, assalamu alaykum, that is singular. Wa rahmatullah, according to Arabic grammar, is also singular. Wa barakatuhu, this is in the plural. And we all want barakat. And barakat, when Allah will give barakat, what are we going to be short of? Really, without exaggeration, with a conviction, if we bring salam alive in our homes, in our societies, everywhere, it is the solution to all our problems. But so simple that it doesn't make sense to us. This can be solution. In our town, almost every town, we know that amount of robberies, break-ins, etc. We have got to be so worried about security. But the real security, who really worries about it? If we all make salam to one, peace in our town, wherever you go. If we driving past somebody, then perhaps we'll just greet with the hand. But it doesn't, I don't say that you must stop and make salam to one another. But if you just have in your heart that, or you articulate it also, and that person also, and everywhere there is salam. We go to the shops, for example, we meet many people, or like at the shops also, or when visitors come also, we will find very commonly we just get into our conversation. On a phone also. Really think of it and take notice of it. You'll see that salam is very less. And if it is, it is just mumbled a little bit. It isn't made clearly. So this peace will come, and Allah's rahmat will come, Allah's barakat will come, and all of that Allah put it into one salam. What a capsule, what a beautiful capsule Allah Ta'ala has given us. On one occasion, in one town, before we should have afternoon programs for ladies also, so there was a ladies' talk. So in there, I said when your husband comes, he should make salam loudly, cheerfully. And the house where the husband goes and makes salam loudly, clearly, cheerfully. And the wife replies also, Allah's rahmat. Allah immediately looks with rahmat to that house. So we should do that. And it was summer most probably. So I said that, welcome your husband with, like, for example, a glass of milkshake or something. Perhaps it was the first time that somebody made amal on what I said. I don't make amal myself. Where are other people going to make amal? So Isha time, the one man met him Isha namaz time. He has passed away. Allah give him Jannah. Mm-hmm. So he told me, today I came home, and first time in my life when I entered, my wife, and also a young wife, she dolled herself up. A little older wife, she will neaten herself, make herself presentable, and she was waiting with a glass of milkshake. First time in my life just happened. I never ever experienced this before. So I said, what is this now? She said, no, you have it. You are my loving husband. You never said these words before. Today you are saying all these words. What is it? Is there poison in here? Or is some jadu in here? Or what? What have you put in here? Then she told him, no, one maulana came and he said, this is how we must welcome the husband when he comes. And if we come home and we come with a little present also, or at least a little smiling face, a little flower, pick it up from the garden also, no problem. But you give it to her, how happy won't she also feel? And then about after 6 months, I happened to go there again. Then he met me, the same man. He told me, Maulana, you'll have to come back for that bayan. It only happened that one day. After that, it didn't happen again. So anyway, salam works wonders with us. If we can realize and understand this great greeting which Allah has given. It's our greeting also. It is an ibadat of its own also. There are those people amongst the Sahaba also, we read, radiallahu anhu, they should go to the bazaars just to make salam. One of the ustads of Dioban, he was a grandson of Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi, rahmatullah alayh, he should after asr go to the bazaar and only to make salam. And you could never beat him in making salam. And how many students, Darunum Dioban, how we, by the madrasa, full, assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum. In his record of deeds, what isn't he recording? What ibadat isn't he? And he's just making salam all the time. But today if somebody makes us salam also, today unfortunately we also quite indifferent. We don't even pay attention. Sometimes you wonder, did the person hear I made salam? Like it's just ignored. Azan is also just ignored. Azan goes on the mic. Sometimes you are in the masjid and azan is for outside the masjid. But many masjids, we have a mic in the masjid also where it's so loud and crispy. But it is so ignored, like nothing is happening. And the salam also is made. And just like he didn't make salam, he didn't hear the salam at all. And if a person does reply, then just with his lips, a little bit, he will move his lips a little bit. And just that little can't articulate the whole salam also. So one time, one alim came and visited us here, local our alim, very good alim. After he hit some work and he had to meet some alim, Then he met me in the office. He said, I'm here in the Darul Uloom. I'm seeing the students, etc. No salam I'm hearing. In a Darul Uloom situation, we don't hear salam. In our home environment where we know all are Muslims, we don't hear salam. Where in many of our environments, Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, where we know we are all Muslims. For example, take a ijtima also. All Muslims there also. But how much salam do we hear? And salam is a very, very important thing. And this is a very basic thing of our deen, to the salam. It isn't a major thing. It is very, very simple, very basic concept. But unfortunately, the many of our basic things, we are very negligent and we don't think about it. And we don't pay attention. In how many ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah has referred to salam. And salam, that it is, when you enter homes, make salam. Also, very commonly with us, it is that we knock on somebody's door, they ask, who is it? We say, Assalamu alaikum. So, who has come? Has salam come? These adab are very, very important, and we should also say, stand a bit to the side. Unfortunately, the observance of hijab, parda, is not in us. A lady comes, young woman comes, and perhaps not dressed also really appropriately, and she will also ask that, who is it? So if we stand on the side and then say our name, and here ulama have also explained that say that name by which you will be recognized. Everyone knows you by a certain name. Say that proper name. Say that name by which they will recognize you. Don't say such a name which is obscure, which they don't know, and they have to ask you again, who is it? For example, you're a Maulana, then, and they all know you as Maulana, then say your name, Maulana so-and-so. You'll just say your name in your humbleness, that I don't want to show myself as a Maulana. Now, who is this person? They won't know. But you give your name properly, they will understand and know. So, all these adab on the phone also, we should be very clear that when we phone, some people expect, they go almost half the conversation is finished. And then you have to ask them, who's speaking? Because they just start off like a tape recorder. From the beginning, it's just the whole message is just flowing. And you don't even get a chance. There's no pause that you can ask also, who's speaking? Then when they're about halfway through, then you ask them. And so no, we should explain. This is very important that whenever we meet somebody also, we tell them who we, unless we are quite sure the person knows me, and that. Otherwise, give a brief introduction that who am I and for what purpose have I come. That is also very important. When we don't say for what purpose we have come, that person might be thinking, you just came here you just met me. But he came for a purpose. Now you didn't give him time for that, for the work that he has got. So we should make that also clear. So really, basically, our salam in every aspect, we should try and observe it properly, make it properly, and as a greeting also, as an ibadat also, and as du'as also. And in our namaz also, our salams, everywhere. Also very important that if we receive a letter, email for example, and salam is written, we should reply there also. Wa alaykum as-salam. And also, with regard to in the emails or SMSs, where we just write just salams, S-L-M-S. Ulama say that is not correct. We should write it out in full. We are in a hurry or something, but there are many things which you can just copy it quickly. And so we should write the salam in full. In the same way, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That also we should write it in full. And it should be an honor to write it. To speak it, it should be an honor, all these things. We shouldn't be shy with regard to these things. And one very important thing, one good friend of ours taught us, which also perhaps we are negligent. I myself at that time did not know it also. Allah reward him, he taught me this. He said that commonly if somebody tells us so and so gave salams, then we will commonly say wa alaykum as-salam. Whereas it is, the correct is alayhi wa alaykum as-salam. Salams on him also, and salams on you. You brought the message, so salams on him also who sent the message, alayhi wa alayhim, whoever it was, wa alaykum as-salam. And if we tell somebody to give salams, you must give my salams to somebody. Then we also just say, wa alaykum as-salam. He didn't give us salams, he gave us amanat, that we must give that salams. The safest and the best there to say is insha'Allah. That perhaps we forget also, that we didn't give, we forget. So say, insha'Allah, I will convey the salams. And when we go, we should try and take care that we, if we promise the person, I will definitely give salams. In the same way, for Rozai Mubarak we go. And here also, many people, we don't give salam. People say that we are going for Umrah, we are going to Madinatul Munawwara, but we don't even say that give my Nabi salam. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, when he was living in Medina Sharif towards the end of his life, for how long? And letters should come from the murid, and many shouldn't write that give my salams to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He should reply back and say that haven't you got any contact with your Nabi? I go 5 times a day to Masjid an-Nabawi. Why don't you ask me to convey your salams to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? So that salams we should ask everyone that convey my salams. Also do it with this lalach, with this greed. That person who you're telling, he is a maqbool banda of Allah. When I give my own salams, I don't know if they are accepted, rejected. But this, he's a pious person. And everyone else, in our eyes, is a pious person. Tell him to give ours. He gives our salams. Hopefully, our work will get done. So we should always convey the salams also. One person was traveling. And on his way, he met some alim, a buzurg in a town. From there, he was going to the next town also, and he told him, I'm going there. So he told him, you must give that buzurg who is there, that alim who is there, my friend, give him also salams. So he went there, he forgot. So then when he met, he spoke everything. So he asked, you came from that town? Yeah. You met that buzurg, that alim? Yeah. Didn't he send a present for me? No present. He said, but he always sends presents. So then he said that, but no, he didn't send anything. Then he told him, didn't he send salams for me? So he said, yeah, I forgot. Salams he gave. He said, that is the biggest present. What bigger gift can there be than salam, peace on a person? Afiyat, Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali says that the greatest thing that I ask for Allah is afiyat. That everything, he says, I'm so weak. Hazrat was Hazrat in his tawadu. He says that if things little go upside down in my day, then my ibadat also goes upside down. Whereas these people were so firm. Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali, perhaps, we don't know from when, but his whole life it is said, he never slept with his legs stretched out. Just to take a little rest, lie on the bed, and legs were pulled up. So the minute you catch a few little wings and that, again they up in the ibadah. We are, Allah Ta'ala make us maaf, but one time his khadim told him, Hazrat, stretch your legs, you can have a nice sleep. So those days, hearts were very clean. So he said, Bawla, next person, we are yet to sleep in this world. We are not yet to sleep. We are yet to make Allah. We are humans. We need that little bit wings. But we are very weak. We have to get our little sleep properly. Otherwise, we all the time just drowsy. We don't sleep properly. So anyway, so this salam, so buzur, this present of deen, that was the real present. And very common we read in the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the sahabi, mustn't I give you a present? Mustn't I give you this? And what was that present? Always it was some amal. It wasn't what we think as presents. Maulana Qari Abdul Hamid Sahib, who was here in the Kirk Street Masjid in Johannesburg, and mashallah, what great effort of deen and hifz, great alim he was. On one occasion, he wrote to Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, his Shaykh, that I made Qurbani on your behalf. Hazrat replied and said, I'm so happy you gave me the greatest present. Had you sent me some food, some clothes, or any material thing, money, all that should have got finished. But this year, permanently it is there. And what greater gift can there be? And in all these things, just as we explained, Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah said, you made dua to Allah. You it seemed your dua was not accepted, but Allah gave you tawfiq of 2 rakats of nafil namaz. What a great gift from Allah Ta'ala. That now you made 2 rakats of nafil, the sawab of which Allah protected, and forever and ever that sawab is there. And you might have asked for a house, you might have asked for a car, whatever else you ask for, that will all get finished. But this has lasted forever. So the salam is a very great ibadat which Allah Ta'ala has given us. We all should try and bring it into our lives. When we message with salam also, that is the main thing. And if the messages we send everything, let salam feature there. Let us make salam. And let us make it verbally and clearly. And really, then we will see the peace that we want from Allah Ta'ala. And also the rahmat from Allah Ta'ala. And the barakat. When Nabi in At-Tahiyyat, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. At-tahiyyatu lillah, that is, the tahiyya. And the tahiyya, the greeting, which is verbally. All our phrases of Allah. At-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu. Our actions. And wa-tayyibat. And our money that we spend. Allah Ta'ala replied and gave this great duas in return. That also peace be upon you, Allah's rahmat be upon you, and Allah's barakat be upon you. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. This seems to be like a superfluous, like sort of unnecessary, but if we reflect it on it again, that we know about salam, but really how much do we know about salam? Just superficially or really the essence of it? And then actually that we are making salam, check on ourselves from now till tomorrow, Asa. Check on ourselves that how much salam, at least in our namaz when we make salam, is it also in oblivance, that we are not even conscious and we're making salam? Or are we making salam to the kiram and katimin, to the musallis, and to the imam? Are we making all these salams to the... In fact, many people, we have a problem, we say it's a jinn effect, jadu effect, the jinn, and lot of jadu people use jinn to make their jadu also. So if we will be making salam to all the jinn all the time, we won't have a problem. Right? So it is our duty, we make salam, win over their friendship, why fight with them? Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, anyone who was affected with jinn, then my procedure is not to fight that jinn. My procedure is to befriend him and in a night you ask him, just leave this person and you go away. So Allah gave us salam to befriend them. And we don't have to be worried about jinn also. Jinn are in fact frightened for man. They are not, when we show our weakness and we frighten, they take advantage. Otherwise, jinn, they are very weak also, they can't do anything. But when we show that we are frightened, they take advantage of us. So like one person in Deoband, in those very many years ago when there were so many jungles, and he was like a person, like a gangster type of person. He was walking at night, and it was thunder, storm, lightning. And in that it seemed that there was one branch of a tree, but it seemed like somebody was standing there. So he got frightened. And he said, please, that let me go this time. I won't interfere with you anymore. Or I will become your slave, etc. So, So when the lightning flashed again, he saw it was just a branch of a tree. Then he said that, what? You? I'm frightened for you. You can't do me anything whatsoever. I'm not frightened for you. Try. What you want to do? So the same with jinn also, they can't do us anything. But when we have that perception that they are, that every, we are so frightened for it. And a mu'min, a mu'min must be strong. A person who has got iman on Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who's got iman on all the treasures of Allah. Bilal anfiq, wa la takhsha min zil arsh iqlala. You just spend what we are frightened for. Power and strength. Allah, Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala, with his broken sword. And they mended their sword with patches of cloth. But that, what they did, it wasn't what did the sword can do. That Allah's first. So when we have got Allah, give us that contact, connection with Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to make salam, make it clearly, and that we give the salam, reply also properly, when we go home also proper salam, everywhere in the house also, in the cars also, everywhere salam, make it common. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will become happy. I told my ummatis that they must make salam common. They made salam common. How happy won't Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam become also. One person said that, we always say that, ha'ulai abai, our elders, what great people they were. So let that day also come, that they say, ha'ulai abnai, that these my children of mine, see what they have done. They have, what we taught them, they practiced upon it. And they really advanced in that. So that also, that what we are taught by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, let us make it common. And then of course, there are a lot of masail also of salam, that try and acquire that knowledge, when to make salam, when not to make salam, not to make salam, where to make salam, where not to make salam. There is a lot of masail also about salam. Allah bless us with that knowledge also. But let us make salam common, and we will see definitely all the goodness. Problems that we have got, because Allah's peace is not there. And in place of the salam, we got hello, we got a TV, we are now phone, what all, murads, pictures and that, all the effect of salam is gone from there. There is nothing left there. So then how can we, our problems get solved? They only become aggravated, and they become worse all the time. If we bring the causes of Allah's peace, we will get peace. May Allah give me and us all tawfiq, all the basics of our deen. At least so much if we can bring alive, just the basics. We will see everything else will come, will follow. But we aimed to the high, and we haven't put the foundation. And put the foundation of our basics of deen. May Allah give us all tawfiq.